How you doing, Lance, after missing a bunch of time and finally getting back? How you doing?
It's good to be on the field. It's good to be out there with my mates, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I know, obviously, with Green Bay, with Rodgers missing all that time, too, is it tough being a competitive guy like you who's won a million games and probably had a lot of high hopes to be sitting like you had been?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Especially, you know, during that stint, you know, we won games, we lost games, and from my standpoint at that time, you know, the best I could do is just, you know, be a good coach and give as many tips as I can to my teammates that were on the field.
At some point here today, Green Bay's going to announce whether they're going to use Rodgers or Flynn. Does that matter to you?
Not really, no. I mean, there's a few things that they would do differently with Rodgers in there, but for the most part, the offense, you know, they've been rolling a bit, you know, last couple weeks with Flynn.
I realize it's a different position and all, but after your left, were you able to kind of hit the ground running, or did it take you a little while to get back in the swing of things?
Oh yeah, I mean, when I got hurt, you know, I was very confident, you know, very confident in not only position but knowing what teams are going to do and keying on plays. But you know, now it's really, you know, just getting back to fundamentals, reading my keys, and getting to where I need to be. You know, that's work enough.
Was it easy to rebound from Sunday, considering what's at stake for this week?
It has to be. You know, this is for it all. You know, win and you're in. This is the playoff.
The injury aside, I guess how challenging has your year been, considering who's that middle linebacker? I mean, it's rookies compared to Urlacher. Must be a tough gig, hey, for you?
Well, the most challenging part of this year is not finding the success that we've always found, you know, in the past. You know, being in this system for so long, you know, and seeing, you know, guys around me thrive and do so well, you know, it's tough to have a year like this, you know, especially when number one key is to stop the run, and we haven't been able to stop the run, and that's just been disappointing.
Yeah, I guess along those lines, what has gone wrong run game wise for you guys?
Well, you know, it's we haven't been effective. We haven't produced when we needed to produce. You know, when we get guys where they're supposed to be, guys, you know, don't make, you know, haven't made most of those opportunities. We have some a lot of missed opportunities. We have, you know, haven't been gap sound, you know, which is something that we typically have prided ourselves on. And, you know, we'll have a great week of practice. We'll have a great week of practice where we, you know, we all fit up, you know, but come that game time now. You must remember, too, you know, we've got a lot of new faces starting and rotating, you know, this year than we've had, you know, in years previous, you know. So for a lot of guys, there's a lot of on-the-field training and on-the-go training and a lot of men that are learning. But you know, young group or not, you know, guys are learning and they're getting better. And that's the step that we have to continue to take.
So how do you get that squared away in time for Sunday? I guess the Green Bay team has run the ball pretty well this year.
Yeah, you got no choice. We have no choice. We have to go out. We have to execute. You know, we get our opportunities. We have to make the most. You guys got to fly around, and guys got to take the ball away.
I'm not sure if he's going to play or not, but what have you thought of Eddie Lacy?
I haven't played against him personally, but watching him on film, he's a good back. You know, for a guy his size, he's got some good feet. You know, moves around. He's seems like a tough guy to bring down. You know, guy who can move the chains. I think he was good. He's a very good addition to the Green Bay offense.
I know it's our new coordinator and all, but how have you guys been so consistent at forcing turnovers over the years?
Man, it was preached like religion to us every day. You know, it was one of those things that you hear so often that you get annoyed by it. You get annoyed, you hear it so much, you know, until it's kind of just ingrained in you.
Does it get any better than Bears Packers for a championship?
Nah, it doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah, well, maybe Bears Packers for a Super Bowl.
Does that game from back in 10 bother you at all? Or is that just ancient history at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about it. You know, got a lot of teams, we, you know, a lot of young guys here, we talk about those games, you know, and when we, you know, went up and played Green Bay in Green Bay, and it was basically we win and they, you know, Green Bay doesn't get in the playoffs, and, you know, they end up beating us 10-3. I mean, the type of games that we played, you know, and then to come back in the championship and Green Bay beat us again and then go to win the Super Bowl is, you know, that's one of the stories we tell some of the young guys, you know, about, you know, for one, how tough it is to get to the game, you know, to get in the playoffs. You know, don't miss your opportunity. You don't know when it's going to come again.
Oh, the Packers just announced that Rodgers is starting. I'm not sure if that...
That's good.
Sounds good.
Good for him.